Hey, everybody, welcome to the Speak Up Table. It's Tuesday, and I'm Barbara, and my guest today is Dr. Ty Corbridge at Mountain Lake Dental. And full disclosure, he's my dentist, and he's also being very gracious to take time to be with us today on a busy practice. You know, we have a lot of dental health areas to get to today. We want to talk foods that may hurt or help you in that area, and I don't want to gross you out, but cleaning your tongues could be, you know, something we want to get to. And I'm all curious about toothpaste because I am getting super wondering about all the chemicals that that are in our toothpaste. So anyway, all that, a lot for you to consider and a lot of news for you and your family. So I want you to relax, stay with us. Why don't you have a little lunch with us while you live stream the program at NorthIdahoRadio.com. So we'll be back with information that you can use.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, we read the record of the creation of mankind. The Bible says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. You know, the evidence of the plain truth put forward in this verse is quite clear. And regardless of what a generation of people may say, or even what the Supreme Court of the United States may say, today there remains only two genders, male and female. And that's all there will ever be. Any ideology outside of this is both perverse and evil. If you'd like to contact us here at Bonners Ferry Baptist Church, you can reach us at 267-3746 or find us at bfbaptist.com.
And let's throw it over to meteorologist Glenn Blisley for a check on our weekend forecast. Glenn?
You betcha, Yvonne. Lovely sunshine, summer weather heading in. You and Ted planning to hit the links, eh?
Ted and I are 1 year separated, Glenn. I think you know that.
Checking our weekend Doppler fancy forecast map with temperatures heading in the low $100,000 prize.
Glenn?
Sorry. Ever since I got this Beat the Heat scratch game from the Idaho Lottery with massive cash prizes linked to hot temps, it's difficult to concentrate.
We're still live.
And get ready for the smell of barbecue and fresh-cut grass with highs in the $10,000 weekly drawings. Smell the green, mama!
Just point, Glenn. Just point at the sunny pictures.
Next week, be on the lookout for insane degrees of riches super hot!
Better yet, let's go to Alex with our sports wrap-up. Sports! Are we sportsing?
Play Beat the Heat, the scratch game. Win 100 grand, plus the hotter the temperature, the bigger the prizes with hot weekly cash giveaways. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Play wise.
Ready to head out on your next Idaho adventure? Before you do, there are a few simple steps to keep Idaho's outdoors a place for all to enjoy. Plan ahead and be prepared with extra water. Pack out all your trash. Help prevent wildfires by putting your campfire dead out. Finally, please be courteous and treat the land, water, wildlife, and other recreationists with respect. For more information on how you can recreate responsibly this summer, visit recreate.idaho.gov.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Join me as we say hello to Dr. Ty Corbridge with Mountain Lake Dental. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited about your new offices. You have the beautiful new offices out here on Highway 2. Tell our audience where you're located and how they can get in touch with you.
The address is 1607 Highway 2. It's just about an eighth of a mile from the division and cross street for Highway 2, past the towards Dover from the, I guess, the county building.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
So the telephone number, just you can jot it down. We're going to repeat this a couple of times because you may have questions that I don't get to that you want to talk to the doc about. 208-265-1705. And you have a website, too, that they can visit?
Yeah, it's, of course, www.mountainlakedental.com.
All right. Well, that's easy. MountainLakeDental.com. The other thing I want to get to before we get into some of the detail of prevention and treatment for the health of our teeth and our gums, and that is that when I was there the last time, and it's probably been there since before, but you offer an insurance program separate and apart from maybe somebody's dental insurance, but you have your own dental insurance you offer. How does that work?
Well, through a lot of market surveys and study of our community, actually, we found out that about 39% of our community is not getting regular cleanings, regular checkups, which is a pretty big chunk. So what we're trying to do, we're not going to solve all those problems, but we're trying to make it so that we can try to remove many of the roadblocks that bring us in. Some of those are hours. So we do have hours where we try to be open from 7 in the morning or have appointments from 7 in the morning to 7 at night because we realize it's hard to take off work, especially for something that, you know, seems like just a cleaning. But prevention is huge. And so that's something that we have really worked on. And then what you were talking about is the financing part of it. So we have our own in-house because some of our jobs that we have here don't have opportunities for insurance, and the costs of dental can be very expensive, especially if we haven't been preventative. So if you stay on top of things, the costs are a lot more palatable. Mm-hmm. If you wait until it's big stuff, then those that costs more. So if we've found that if we can get people at a there's a monthly plan that you can do and make it so that you can come in and see things. If we do catch things, we can catch it when they're small and inexpensive. That's better for your health and your tooth anyway than waiting until just something hurts, because usually if something hurts, it's more involved and that's higher cost.
Exactly. And especially also for families where they've got, you know, the adults need dental care and the kids are coming along for them to have, you know, whether it's braces or anything. And braces are not just for beauty, though they do make it beautiful, but they are also for treatment. So everything is coming in correctly, right?
Absolutely. So function is the most important thing. Yes, braces to make things look nice and have beautiful smiles, I'm all about that as well. But most importantly is if things are not in place, that can create other issues, either with your jaw, periodontal issues, being gum issues, and grinding of teeth. And all those have not good effects. I mean, that can cost a lot of money and a lot of discomfort down the road and right now. So as far as braces go, having your teeth straight, there is a lot more to that than just the look of it.
Yeah, indeed. Well, before we get into also the dental health, I realize that in all these years that I've known you, I don't really know like where you grew up or where you came. How did you get to North Idaho and how did you become a dentist? So let us in on all that.
Well, I'll try to keep it brief because I'm not normally one to talk too much about myself. But I originally grew up in the foothills of the Wasatch Mountains in Salt Lake City. So mountains have always been something for me. Skiing is a huge part of my life, always has been. So from there, I went to the University of Utah. I have an undergrad in biology and chemistry. This is a little fun fact that a lot of people don't know. I used to teach high school chemistry for about 5 years in L.A. We moved to L.A. For my wife's job after I graduated. It was a great experience. I'm not really a sun person, but it was a great experience learning, teaching with the kids and working with the kids. I don't know. Some of my friends, because of that, call me Dr. Talks a lot because I don't have a hard time talking. But that was it was a great experience. But from there, I went to dental school. I got involved in dental school. I loved the teaching part of it, but I really wanted to do something with my hands. And so that's what kind of got me into that. And so we moved to Philadelphia. I graduated from Temple University in Philadelphia. I loved back east. It was a lot of fun. It's
especially
great.
Philadelphia. What a great city. It really is.
I find myself, yeah. So, I mean, you know, we were at one coast, and we thought, well, let's try another coast. And it was great there. But like I said before, mountains, you know, the Poconos really don't quite cut it. But we enjoyed every minute of our time back there. And so we came back here, and I thought I'd be a city person. But if you find what we have here with the mountain and the lake, those are both, and they're just so accessible. So here I am.
I feel excellent. Well, we're happy that you're here. I'm happy that you're here.
Yeah, we feel very fortunate.
How long have you been? 14 years?
17.
17
years. Yeah, 2004.
All right. So. Excellent. Well, let's begin with some dental basics. What are, like, the basics? This is what, you know, even Mom told us to do, and it's still true, isn't it?
Absolutely. Really, if you just kind of understand the real thing that's happening in your mouth at all times, anything we eat, even really healthy, the most healthy diet you can think of, has bacteria and things that can create an environment that's not great for our mouths and actually the rest of our bodies as well. So that is the premise of everything we talk about. We want to try to get that bacteria that wants to stick on your teeth. And when bacteria is fed, it creates an acidic environment, and that eats holes in your teeth. And so everything we talk about doing in a prevention is basically trying to mitigate that. So, yes, brushing teeth twice a day. If you can get a third after every meal, it's even better. There is a study, there has been quite a bit of study over the years, but 2 minutes is what we want to do. Now, most people, if they were to ask them, they'd say, oh, yeah, I do it for 2 minutes. Studies show that 2 minutes is about 37 seconds.
I was going to say 45 seconds. Yeah, exactly. We're so screwed up on making understanding how long things are going. It's like washing our hands and they make you sing a song and you're like, am I still washing my hands?
Exactly. And that's where, like, electric toothbrushes, and I think we'll probably talk about that a little later. The real nice part about that is they have little timers in them. But what we usually say is pick your song. Pick a song, especially with the kids. When we talk to them, pick their favorite song and either play it or sing it or whatnot. That's usually, I mean, a regular song's in that 2 to 3 minute range. So, you know, we want to do that. And that gets off the bulk of the bacteria, but things hide in between your teeth. And so that's the thing that, you know, we in the dental profession tend to be lecturers, right? A lot of people say, oh, don't lecture me on that. We don't want to be lecturers, but when that gets in between your teeth, you've got to get that out of there. And that's the purpose of flossing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was talking to family yesterday. I said, if you could ask Dr. Tai any question. And the first question that came out was, okay, I don't want to do brushing and flossing. give me the best one, brush or floss?
Well, you know, it's funny because when I was in dental school, for sure, we were trying to pin one of our professors on that. And he'd been practicing for a long time. And he said, flossing's most important. But that was predicated because if you become a flosser, you're certainly going to want to be a brusher.
Yeah, exactly.
If I had to pick, if you're really going to nail me down, brushing gets, a bulk of material, but not everywhere.
Yeah, so the flossing really gets in there, especially between the teeth and up higher on the tooth line, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, the key with flossing is when you do get decay in between the teeth, it has a shorter distance of travel to the nerve, so it doesn't take as long to get there. And we want to keep decay out of the nerve because that creates either, you know, root canals or extractions, and those affect your overall health. So the more that we can keep that bacteria out of there, the better. But that has a shorter, you know, a shorter distance. So that's why we're always talking about
flossing. That's important. You know, that kind of gets me. This is going to be a very similar question. That is, you know, brush twice a day, three times, you know, after every meal. But sometimes we just can't. I don't know. And so just rinsing our mouth, you can just rinse your mouth out. That helps, but that's not the whole story, is it?
No. So rinsing is great, especially after an acidic event. So drinking coffee is very acidic. Or, you know, most things that we eat that we like are pretty acidic. So if you can rinse with water to try to get the pH back up so that we're not having an acidic event in your mouth, then that's better, or that's great. But the bacteria still want to form and stick to your teeth. Mm-hmm. And so that mechanical movement of the bacteria is what you're looking for. If you do that on a regular basis, it's really easy to get plaque off. That's plaque when it forms that way. If it stays there for a while, it starts to solidify, and we'll call that tartar or calculus. And then it sticks to the tooth. And then you have to scrape it off a lot harder. So that's the premise. And really, I'll make a deal with you all out there. If you brush twice a day, that's great. But you only really have to floss once a day. If you're doing it well, that will break up that bacteria, and it won't solidify during that time.
And any dentist, their dentist and you will teach, or your assistants will teach, how to properly floss. I mean, so you really do it the right way.
Correct. I mean, that's part of when we come in for a cleaning, that's definitely part of talking about that. We'll, you know, get a mirror out and show, make sure you kind of understand the concept, because it's easy to floss. Most people just think in and out, you know, in between, but, you know, teeth aren't square. So you need to kind of, you know, make that string feel, you know, make the contours of the tooth.
A question. You mentioned that there are timers on like the electric or the battery operated brushes. Which is better, manual or the electric ones? Are they really better for us, and it's worth the investment to go that direction?
So you can adequately clean your teeth with a manual brush. But electric toothbrush is more efficient and does do a better job. Because they can put a wave in the way that it moves, it can create kind of a pulse that actually gets down into your gums a little better. So I would recommend an electric toothbrush. The best time to get those is like around Black Friday. A lot of times they have good sales on those. Mm-hmm. But once you've had an electric toothbrush and you use it regularly, and then you go camping or something and take a regular, you know, manual toothbrush, you're like, oh boy, it sure does seem like I'm missing a lot.
You know, this is probably going to put you on the spot, and you might want to mention, I mean, I don't even know all the brands, or probably maybe new brands, but would you have a recommendation in the area of an electric brush or
yes.
Several?
So, you know, the two big players are Oral-B and Sonicare. Both can you, and now there's a bunch online too, Quip and whatnot. I haven't tried some of those yet. They come out so much of them, you know, so quickly, it's hard to keep up on them all. But right now, I feel really comfortable with what I see with the Sonicare because of its motion. The Oral-B is good, but you have to use a little more technique and use it more like we do as dental professionals, tooth by tooth. The Sonicare, you pretty much just use it like your regular toothbrush. Don't have to put a whole lot of force. Let it do all the work, and you just drive it.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know, really. They're both good, but maybe Sonicare because of the movements that it makes around those rounded.
Yes, and I think it's a little easier to use. You know, so that you don't have to think about it. You don't have to think about, am I doing this right? Am I causing damage or whatnot? So I think I've seen really good results with that.
All right. Well, you had talked about food. I want to go back to food for a while. I saw one of the things I saw when I was looking at things to prepare for this show was it was really pretty down on snacking because, you know, if you got three meals a day and you're supposed to brush after every meal, ideally, and now you're snacking in between, you had two snacks, well, you're brushing your teeth two more times. So the simple answer is don't snack, right?
Correct. You know, like the pediatricians call it, you know, with kids, you know, grazing a lot. You know, they see that with other health issues. But a lot of times the things we're snacking with as well. So if we're kind of eating a lot of acidic foods.
So what are the worst acidic foods? Well, you can finish your thought. And then
okay. Really, it takes the body, after an acidic event, it takes the body about 20 minutes to come back up to a regular pH where things aren't being dissolved. And so if you're always every 20 minutes eating something, this goes with especially drinks, sports drinks, coffee. If you're sipping coffee all day long, then, you know, you get to 18 minutes and all of a sudden you take another sip and now you're right back into that acidic zone.
Oh, I am so busted. Oh, my gosh. So,
disclosure, I do not want to be a killjoy here, but that's where, you know, have a little bit of water. And, you know, if you're going to, if you are, do have those kinds of habits, then get some water. Try to get that, get your pH back up a little bit. But, you know, that's the snacking is you're always, you know, not only the acidic part, but what you're snacking, sometimes that sticks to the teeth and it's just more opportunity for bacteria to sit on those teeth.
So things that are acidic and things that stick to our teeth, give us some examples of what some of that stuff is.
So acidic, especially with drinks, soda. So if you look at any soda, the first thing on the list is carbonated water. That's because the real word for that is carbonic acid, which is a very strong acid. You know, if you get grease stains on your cement at the house, go put a little Coke on there and see what it does to it. It's a very strong acid. So that, along with sports drinks, that's really an issue. We drink a lot of that. You know, kind of the worst as far as liquids is we're seeing a lot of like energy drinks. So that's like a double whammy because you've got carbonation coming, you've got a lot of sugar coming, and boy, that can blow out teeth pretty quickly.
Wow. Okay, back to the idea of did you say carbonic acid?
Yeah.
What about Perrier and Pellegrino? They're naturally carbonated, but oh my gosh, you're saying yes.
I know. Yes, because you might not have the sugar at least. So, you know, at least you don't have that, but, we are seeing an uptick, you know, in like flavored waters and these are more healthy. Yeah, maybe more healthy than drinking a full Coke or whatnot. But yes, the acid, you do have to worry about that carbonic acid.
So anything that's carbonated, if it's just a flavored water without sugar, it might be a little bit better because
sure.
It doesn't have the carbonation in it. Well, yeah. Oh, okay, Perrier and Pellegrino, I cannot, yeah. I don't, okay, you're off the air.
Oh, no. Again, everything in moderation, everyone.
Okay, I'll remember that. All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Coeur d'Alene Casino presents the Coeur Stars Entertainment Series. Catch comedian Bill Engvall on August 5th. Be there for Lori Morgan and Pam Tillis' Grits and Glamour Tour on August 19th. See Super Diamond, the Neil Diamond tribute band, on September 2nd. Don't miss TLC on October 28th. And experience King of the Cage Mixed Martial Arts on November 18th. For tickets, visit cdacasino.com. Coeur d'Alene Casino, welcome home.
Maybe you're one of our new neighbors who've discovered how great our little corner of the country is. Maybe you're looking for a bank that's just as wonderful. One that provides all the financial expertise of a larger bank, along with the friendly, welcoming attention that makes you feel like you're truly in the right place. Then, definitely, you should be banking at Mountain West Bank. Call, click, or tap today. And love your bank as much as your new hometown. Member FDIC.
Planning to ride waves behind your boat this summer? Remember to respect shoreline homeowners and other boaters and mind your wake. Stay at least 200 feet away from the shoreline and docks. Keep tunes at a reasonable level. Homeowners can hear loud and clear just 80 feet away. Limit repetitive passes. Run the same line for a while, then move to a new part of the shoreline. Remember, mind your wake and have a great summer. A message from the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Summer is in full swing at the Ponderay Winery, and July marks the month huckleberries begin coming into season in the mountains. So naturally, we've decided to make our popular Huckleberry Blush Wine of the Month. Come enjoy a glass while taking in beautiful works of art by Dan Carpenter and Denise Knight on display for Art Walk. Our kitchen continues to turn out incredibly tasty cuisine that complements all of our award-winning wines. We're open Tuesday through Sunday, 11 to 8, so come in to 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint and treat yourself to an experience unlike any other at the Pondere Winery.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We are talking with Dr. Ty Corbridge today. He's with Mountain Lake Dental, and he is one of our wonderful dentists here in Sandpoint. And he's killing me because he's telling me that my Perrier and my Pellegrino's got carbonic acid in it, and not good for my teeth, and I don't want to hear it. And now, everybody, listen up, because we're going to talk about alcohol and wine. We're not inviting Dr. Ty to the party, that's for sure. All right, give it to us. What's going on with alcohol and wine and our teeth?
Remember, in moderation. I'm just trying to help out. But when we're talking about acidic, we do need to be careful that, especially all the good wines. That's why I said all the things we like to eat and drink are on the acidic scale, so we just got to mitigate that. But wine is certainly, and alcohol in general, usually quite acidic. Other things that that alcohol specifically, since we were talking about that off air, is it dries out the tissues. So, in moderate, we're not going to kill ourselves. But you know, we see this in alcoholics and whatnot can definitely lead to periodontal issues, and obviously other issues with health in general. But from a dental standpoint, it does dry out the tissues. And anytime we're drying out the tissues, the main thing that's combating all this bacteria we're talking about and acid is the salivary flow, your saliva and whatnot. And so that is the thing that counters that, is saliva. So the more you have dry mouth, we see this in people with lots of medications. You look on most medications, the very first thing is going to be dry mouth. This last year, wearing all the masks that we've been wearing, you know, dries your mouth out. So, from a healthy standpoint, we'll talk about that at some point, I think, but you know, keeping hydrated is really the best thing we can do, you know.
Right, just plain, good, clean water keeps us hydrated, both our body and our mouth, our oral cavity, keeps everything healthy. What about, it seems to me breath mints, to me, kind of fall on the bad side, because if they've got sugar in them, if they don't have sugar, they've got something that's probably worse. Do they really help with breath, or are they just one more thing that you hate? Take that lifesaver or that breath mint, and then you got to go brush your teeth.
Well, yeah. So, most of them are kind of, when you ask them, do they help? It's kind of a Band-Aid to a certain extent. Sometimes there's other underlying issues that we have to deal with, gum disease or, you know, other things. Mm-hmm. Tonsil stones is a big thing for that. But there is, you know, you can use those. The key is you got to stay away from sugar, you know. But nowadays there have been studies on xylitol, which is, you know, you see that at your health food stores. Xylitol has been shown, and it's a natural, sweetener, has been shown to be bacteriostatic. And what that means is it doesn't kill bacteria necessarily, but it does not let those bacteria proliferate. And so, you know, those of us old enough when, you know, Trident was our only sugarless gum or whatnot, that's what was in there, you know? And so, that really does work. So if you're going to use, breath mints or whatever, you can see them online with Xylomelts. There's various different brands. And that's something that actually can help. It does help the health of your teeth.
So one last thing on the kind of the downside on things that you might want to avoid, or at least make sure that you're brushing your teeth really well after, would be starchy foods, because they stick. Give us some examples.
So starchy foods, potato chips are starchy foods. Potatoes, yeah. Mashed potatoes,
bread,
breads, carbohydrates are pretty much categorically in that. Especially soft bread that really sticks in there. But even for those of us who are really trying to be a healthy diet and stay away from that, you know, fruit is great for our teeth because it's a great source of water. They do have sugars, natural sugars, but the mechanical chewing in general is mechanically cleaning your teeth to a certain extent.
Actually, like an apple. I always feel good after an apple. It just like cleans everything out.
Very much so. We do have to be careful, and this might be counterintuitive, of dried fruit. And again, not that this is a bad thing, but we've taken some of the water out of there. That was one of the big benefits, and now we've made it more sticky. The other thing, too, is when you dry fruit, usually a lot of times they'll throw some sugar on there. They'll throw some, you know, other sweetener type things. So, again, those are good things, but be you know, cautious and understand what can be happening. If they're there and you find those sticking in between your teeth, we're going to want to get that out of there.
Okay, we're going to get to the good practices and the good food here. I have one last question kind of on the downside area, and you kind of triggered it. If someone has like extraordinarily bad breath, I mean, that's like socially a problem, but really that could be a medical problem going on. I mean, just really halitosis could be pointing to something else.
Sure, sure. There's the biggest factor. We always look at the most probable thing, right? From CDC ran a study on this before. And, you know, from their statistics, and this has been proven over the years as well, but their latest, about 47.2% actually, of those people above 30 years old have some form of periodontal disease, which is gum disease.
Yeah.
If you move to the 65 category, about 70% have some form of periodontal disease or gum disease. And so, a lot of times, if you have active gum disease, that bacteria is sitting down under those gums, and it when it metabolizes, it grows, and those carry an odor to them. But also, the other thing you can look at, if you know, some people have crypts in their tonsils that can get tonsil stones, and that is really hard to get even with a toothbrush. You know, sometimes you have to have those removed, and so you know, yeah, those are things that we're looking at when you're. You know, going back to preventative, prevention is the key here.
Yes.
You know, if we see that on a regular basis and you're noticing that, then we can kind of help work through that.
And a regular basis really is twice a year. Now, we probably break those rules a little bit. And I know I didn't grow up with those. Seeing the dentist once a year when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But now, years later, we know that it's better to see your dentist twice a year. Get your teeth cleaned and checked twice a year, right?
That's still, yes. And that changes with body chemistry. And, you know, some people have more of a genetic connection for gum disease. And sometimes we have to change that to even shorter than 6 months. But for the most of the public, twice a year is sufficient. That's what we try to get to. But as we do age, even if we've been able to do, you know, twice a year, sometimes our body chemistry changes a little bit. And that builds up a little bit faster as we get older, and sometimes we have to do it every 4 months, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is to stay on top of that rather than waiting until that so much buildup is there.
You know, for our listeners right now that are parents of little children, let's say they do have their permanent teeth, the kids do. What are some of the things parents need to be on the lookout for and really working with their dentist for the health of their children's future dental?
First and foremost is be consistent with helping them brush. And, you know, depending on the age, even from a young age, let them start working on that because it's reinforcing the fact that this is, in fact, important. A lot of times they don't have the manual dexterity, so mom and dad, and up until really we say age 10, really depending on the kid, get in there and get those back teeth because they just sometimes don't have the manual dexterity to do it. But if we can, study show and just anecdotally, if they can get more times to getting used to that, plus have come see us. A lot of times when things aren't really, even at a young age, if we can start getting those habits to where, oh, this is no big deal, then mm-hmm. they don't create some of those fears to come and see. I get that everybody doesn't love coming and see us as a profession. But
that's an old myth, though, yeah. because they let the problems go to where now it really is an ordeal. But if they come early and bring their kids early, then it's you just feel so good when your teeth are cleaned.
Especially at a young age. I can't emphasize that even any greater, I guess,
yeah.
Because it sets them up for a life of, yeah, this is just what we do. And, you know, I spend a good amount of our time trying to help with those fears that didn't start off that way. And so now people have true phobias because they're just, you know, the first time they came to see the dentist as a kid, there was a lot of stuff to do, and that can be traumatic. So if we can avoid that, it just sets them up for a, you know, healthy life.
Okay, well, we're up against another break. We're going to take it now. When we come back, I want Dr. Ty to talk to us about new treatments or new equipment, some new things on the horizon for both adults and kids that is going to make our dental care easier and better and just more productive. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
We established roots here over 80 years ago. We believe in hard work, sustainable growth, and the power of community. We've stood firm with you in the face of adversity. That's why we don't use gimmicks to get you to become a member. We show up every day ready to earn your trust. We're proud to be your credit union. You keep life moving and our communities united. Stronger together, we are P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
The Downtown Coeur d'Alene Brewfest will keep your summer celebration rolling Saturday, July 10th in McEwen Park. This year's Brewfest features a variety of 30 beers and ciders. The Downtown Coeur d'Alene Brewfest will quench your thirst for fine craft brews this summer. The festival will take place July 10th from 1 to 7 p.m. in McEwen Park in downtown Coeur d'Alene, and will feature a wide variety of food vendors, yard games, live music, and more. Get your tickets now at cdadowntown.com while supplies last. That's cdadowntown.com. Brewfest is sponsored by Hayden Beverage and Bud Light. Don't miss the 2021 Downtown Coeur d'Alene Brewfest. Make it a full weekend of celebrating and stay the night. For lodging options, go to coeurdalene.org. Visit Scenic Idaho.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody. I am so glad that you are with us today because you are getting to listen to Dr. Ty Corbridge. He's a dentist right here in Sandpoint. He's at Mountain Lake Dental. You can find him at mountainlakedental.com. And he is just giving us all kinds of and reminding us. I mean, sometimes we know this, but we need to be reminded, mm-hmm. don't we? That yeah. it's really important to get in to see your dentist, brush several times a day, and don't drink very much Pellegrino water, Barbara. So anyway, so what's new in the practice, in dental practice? And we just had a question come in about the use of lasers.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing, that this is an exciting time with the digital age and being able to digitize, you know, x-rays, the amount of you know, x-ray that we have to use is cut so far down, we don't really even have to wear lead aprons anymore. We do sometimes. But with that, we're able to get such a better, clearer picture that when we can catch things that are a problem, it's when that's so much smaller and be so much more precise on how we address that. And so a lot of the issues that we have dealt with, you know, crowns and stuff like that, were from big fillings back in the day that they didn't catch until they were so big. And now we can be a lot more surgical. That's better for the overall health of the tooth. But imaging, for sure, we have three-dimensional imaging. Going forward, we use already some milling capabilities of being able to scan and mill crowns, if it's crowns or other things, but also 3D printing will be coming on. We do it for some things, but it's going to be a lot of things that will just make life a lot easier and better for us as we continue. So it's an exciting time.
Yes, indeed. And everything we're talking about, from treatments to prevention care to the things we do at home and the things we do with you in the office, really affects our overall health. And I think this is something that maybe not everyone fully appreciates, that it's not just your teeth, gums in your mouth and your tongue. It's really your whole body gets affected.
For sure. There's been some exciting things. I mean, we've known for a while the connection between particularly bacteria that cause gum disease. But we've known for a while about the connections between good oral health and the heart. That's a pretty, we see more and more links to that, whether it be the internal part of the heart or the pericardium that's wrapped in, also diabetes. But right now a hot place of research is on Alzheimer's. There's some pretty strong evidence. I don't think that they've made it quite yet, but it's looking pretty promising that they've isolated down to P. gingivalis, which is a one of the main bacterium that causes gingivitis, which many of us, even with good hygiene, have. Looks like there may be a correlation between that and Alzheimer's, which if they could, continue research on that. But being able to isolate that is huge, because then we can focus on how to deal with that and maybe find treatments for that very debilitating disease. So that's exciting that we have a part in that.
That's very exciting. And hey, let's not wait for the final, study to come in to say, yeah, there's a connection. I mean, begin now if that's a possibility.
Yeah.
That's even more of an incentive to take care. We didn't get to cleaning our tongue. Let's cover that real quickly on why it's important and how they need to do it.
So the tongue, if you look at it under my microscope, is a whole bunch of valleys, and your taste buds are in there, but that's a great place for bacteria to hide, and they do hide there. And so when we were talking earlier about bad breath or whatnot, that is a great place to start, because there's a lot of bacteria that can form there. Now, the correct answer is to get a tongue scraper, all right? But I'm a pragmatist. If you can do that, it's one more thing, great, then that's a great thing to do. But using the back of your toothbrush is perfectly fine. Just make sure you get that and the top of the roof of your mouth as well, because there are areas that can happen there. But just take after you're done brushing, get that off and rinse it. That you'll get a good amount on that. So make it easy.
Well, that's now talking about brushing, we're up to my question about toothpaste. Is toothpaste good for us? What about the chemicals? What should we be using to clean our teeth?
So, a lot has come out on this. And, the regular toothbrush that you get at the grocery store, Colgate, Crest, whatever, most of those that have the ADA, the American Dental Association seal, In order to get that, there's a bunch of things that they have to go through that prove efficacy and whatnot. But really, it comes down to a couple things because we're trying to kind of strip things down. What do you really need? The main deal with a paste of some kind is to have a mechanical abrasion to a certain extent to wipe off the bacteria that we've been talking about. Now, we have to be careful because some, some things that are put in some toothpaste are more abrasive than others. And if we're using a stiff toothbrush, we can actually, in our zeal to do good, actually do harm if you overbrush and whatnot. But, most of the things, you look at the list and there's a lot of stuff in there, right? Most of those are to become more efficient in spreading the toothpaste around so that it can get that bacteria. So if you look at the what's in it, you're looking at it and you're saying, well, what are all these, calcium carbonate and something silica? Those are abrasives that are helping mechanically get rid of that bacteria. A lot of times we want to put baking soda. Is baking soda better? Baking soda is great because it's a neutralizer as well, but it can be pretty abrasive. So do not, if you're going to use that, be careful on how much force you're putting, because you don't want to score your teeth or the gums.
Not using anything, just water.
You can use water. The issue that comes, so like I hear this a lot, why, you look on there and you're like, well, why is there sodium lauryl sulfate in there? Now it, in the news that gets put as, a detergent.
That it's bad.
And yeah, so it's bad. The main reason it's in there is it helps foam up whatever the toothpaste is. So then as you're brushing, you have that more efficiently in between the nooks and crannies can get that bacteria out of there. Can you do without that? Sure. Just make sure you do, just remember, like we said before, the goal is we're trying to get every surface of your tooth from those little bacterium that are, 8 microns in width. That's the game we play in. And so if you can do that with, water, baking soda, that can be sufficient. There's other things. There's desensitizers in there. A lot of times you'll look and you'll see whiteners. It's very questionable on whether those whiteners are on your teeth enough to actually do a whole lot. So I would tell you, if you want your teeth whiter, then come and have us professionally whiten them because we can control the environment. This isn't going to necessarily cause a lot of harm, but it's probably not going to do as good a job as you
want. Yeah, I think
to.
A lot of people are just conscious about getting too many chemicals going on. We're all aware of chemicals in sunscreen, and there are just lots of questions about, what we're putting in and on our bodies now. So baking soda, salt, what about salt? We need to be careful with whatever we're using. But to be thorough.
Yeah. So if you're talking about salt, we're basically, you want it to be about the taste of the ocean. All right. So there is, 1 teaspoon for 8 ounces is kind of the formula. If you do too much salt, it can cause a hypertonic solution, and that's not good for your tissues. It can dry out your tissues. But basically, I just say, if you're going to do that, it tastes somewhat salty, enough salty, just slightly salty, that's good.
Excellent. Well, listen, I can't believe it, but we are winding down here. We are talking with Dr. Ty Corbridge at Mountain Lake Dental. I just encourage you to talk with him, talk with your dentist, and be more vigilant. Just to wrap it up, it's like, eat food that is not so acidic and drink things that are not so acidic. And what are some of the other basic things? Stay hydrated with good water.
Hydration, keep away from, try to stay with lots of protein is a great thing. So stay with your proteins, high proteins, low carbs, that's always a good thing. And really just try to keep the break between anything that's going to be bad and keep that at a minimum.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Ty Corbridge. Next week, I'm excited. We're going to chat with Scott Herndon. He is a new candidate for the state Senate here in Idaho. We're going to meet him. I'm going to give you a chance to meet him. Until then, this is Barbara saying thank you and God bless you.